I'm Robert Hopkins. I'm the regional executive of the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis's Little Rock branch.
One of the reasons why I wanted to chat with you is that whole new semester-long economics and personal finance course for educators here in Arkansas. And I know the St. Louis Fed played a part in helping develop the curriculum. Briefly, what was the genesis of the St. Louis Fed getting involved with this effort?
Well, the St. Louis Fed and the Economics Arkansas have had a commitment to economic education for years, and we've partnered together on many different opportunities to train teachers in particular. And when the state passed the economics course last year, and we worked with Economics Arkansas to merge the best of both worlds. They had curricula that they'd already developed, and we have many resources online and that could be utilized as well. And so it was just a continuation of a partnership that we've had with that group, and we feel like we've come up with a very good product for teachers and students in Arkansas.
And when it comes to that product, what do you think the St. Louis Fed added to the mix?
You know, we have an extensive research department at all reserve banks, and ours is particularly engaged in economic education, the preparation of materials, both in writing, but also we've become more aggressive in producing online materials, not only materials to educate students, but also some pre- and post-testing of materials that teachers and students can gauge their progress and better understanding economics. And so I think that was an aspect that Economics Arkansas felt like they could add value to the product that they had drafted.
Now, is this a continuing effort? I mean, do we know, how many teachers so far have taken part?
I think the main thing that we know thus far is that we've had many teachers across the state of Arkansas have attended workshops at both the Federal Reserve and the Economics Arkansas staff have put on to prepare them for not only what the new state requirements are for their students, but also to provide them with professional development and then the materials, as we just talked about, that they can use in their classrooms to meet the state frameworks for Arkansas.
And, you know, besides the frameworks, is this a sign of the times? I mean, making sure not only teachers, but of course their students understand our economy.
From our perspective at the Federal Reserve, you know, our mission is to ensure that we have maximum sustainable economic growth within the country. And our view is that the only way that we can have maximum economic growth is if we have an educated populace on economic and personal finance. And this is our avenue to help educate students, particularly those in high school, which we think is the perfect time for this to happen. Some will go on to college, but they may or may not take economics courses, and many won't go on to college, and so this is their opportunity to have a better grasp of economics and personal finance. And the one thing I would say is that we're not starting at ground zero in the state of Arkansas with regard to educators. There's been a lot of work, quite frankly, that's been individually done by teachers at all levels, K through 12 in the state of Arkansas, that the citizens of the state would be proud and encouraged that they have engaged in that in the past. And we just hope that the state's Board of Education pursuing this as a requirement, and the expertise that both the St. Louis Fed and Economics Arkansas bring to the table on this particular topic, and the wonderful materials that we have, that in fact we can, over time, make a difference in the economic lives of the citizens of Arkansas.
Well, Robert Hopkins, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.